John Tilford scolded revelers during yesterday's 4th of July parade and celebrations on the Courthouse Square in downtown Bloomington. In particular, Tilford admonished low voter turnout in Monroe County's primary. 19% of registered voters cast ballots in that primary election in Monroe County. Tilford did not get the chance to finish his comments yesterday. The nearly 40-year career military veteran expands his thoughts from yesterday in today's feature report.
If you're a candidate that loses in the primary, you think, gosh, 19% of people voted. Would I have really lost? Had people taken this seriously, done some research, I think I'm really qualified. Maybe I could have won. What the heck is going on here? If you're a person who wins an environment like that, you say, what kind of win is this? I got, you know, whatever, 80% of the vote, 80% of 19%. It's pretty low, the total number of voters voted for the winner. It's not representational. And get back to what I tried to say later is the literally the great plan here, the founding fathers, is you have an informed populace that bother to educate themselves regarding the issues. They look at the qualifications of the candidates, pick their favorite that they see is furthering their, not only their selfish interests, but their what they think is the right and appropriate thing to do for the country, and then vote for them. And when that breaks down at any one of those points, the whole system's gone. The great, the huge bell curve of an informed populace in the middle part of that bell, you know, the peak there being what is probably the right thing to do, that's not really there anymore. You have a bunch of little extremist groups who are very good at motivating their people to get out and vote. So you have extreme different stripes, and they're all real enthusiastic, and they all show up, and very few of them have a really broad picture of what's right for the country. So the system is breaking down, and you have that few people show up for any kind of vote. I mean, if you're getting less than 50%, it's bad. It's horrible. And then we had a primary here of 19%. That was just ridiculous, the point of what are we going to do about it. And then I had a call from Keith Klein a couple weeks ago, I guess it was, and he was looking for somebody for the prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance. And I said, I was kind of misinterpreted. I thought he was asking me to speak. He was really wanting some basic stuff. And I kind of negotiated. So, well, do you care if I have just a few words here? He says, hey, you got the mic here, get those things done, go ahead and have at it, as long as it's not lengthy, of course. And naturally, you don't have people standing in the sun for an extended period of time. And Keith, bless his heart, let me kind of spout off there a little bit. If you recall in the paper, we had 2 points. One was the shootout, and the other was the thank you. And Kurt didn't have space in the paper for the thank you, which I have here in front of me now. The chew out talks about the history and the sacrifice and the importance of voting, and especially for the veterans themselves who don't vote. That, you know, seems to be like a double sense, so to speak. You know, me making a guarantee you're not voting will reduce the likelihood that that your rights will exist very much longer. Then, paragraph break, thank you. And I'll just rattle this thing off verbatim. A little less than 10 years ago, the day after Veterans Day in 2008, we took our first Hoosier Honor flight of Monroe and surrounding counties World War II veterans to Washington, D.C. to see the National World War II Memorial, Arlington National Cemetery, and overall our national capital. All of the $250,000 spent on our total of 4 flights came from donations from Monroe County citizens and businesses, from the Legion, from people from Bloomington, from the VFW, from many of you here today. Terre Haute didn't have any honor flights, neither did Columbus. Bloomington did. Bloomington has, in my opinion, the best American Legion post in the state, the best Veterans of Foreign Wars post in the state. IU has the best ROTC programs in the state. Thank you, Bloomington and Monroe County, at which point people were cheering. And then I said, oh, let me look at my watch here, and dramatically raised my wrist. You now have 4 months to do your research before you vote in the fall election. And that concluded the presentation. And I think I started out here that if you don't do these things, if you don't do your research, determine the right way to vote, and vote accordingly, you might as well just be more efficient and just slap veterans in the face, because many of them over history have died and suffered so you could have that right to vote and democracy, you know, the Democratic Republic to give you the style of life we have here. What I'd hope for is to motivate people to do those things, and the big ones being to do their own personal research, and to me that means don't rely on what I consider propaganda, even though it's inevitable you're going to struggle through that stuff, to do the candidates, people who, the ones who are under the gun, who think enough of public service to put their names on a ballot, to put up all that hassle and the travel and the answering questions and putting out position papers, those kind of people deserve the respect of the voters to do research as to what those candidates want to do, as to what they believe, as to their experience, to their skills they've acquired, to their motivations, to study the qualities of each candidate and then pick logically. So you've got, what, three steps there. And again, if you do one without the others, it's not going to work. You've got to do the individual research yourself, become situationally aware of the challenges locally and nationally and internationally, and how you think they should be addressed. At least have some logical position on those three levels. Somebody who's selected, let's say, from the 9th district is going to be dealing with international issues as well as national issues. And then, of course, all the Indiana offices being filled would be either local or state. And those are all important. None of them are unimportant. None of them. And all of them deserve a little bit of effort, which is not that much. This is, you know, people flip through Facebook, and I'm guilty of this too, for hours during the week. With that kind of time, you can do good research on the issues and on the candidates, educate yourself, and then get together, talk to other people. And there's all sorts of sources. And then vote accordingly. But if people don't do that, if they're apathetic, you snooze, you lose. You become passively led into a situation where you would not have gone had enough of you, so to speak, enough voters, have resisted the wrong direction and stood up and said, no, this is wrong. I'm going to vote against this. But it takes action. It takes people making a decision to get involved and to do the research and to vote the right way and to cover what they feel is the right way and to motivate others to do likewise. At the moment, the people are very quiet. And I think Kirk captured that. I think I heard a couple of yes or kind of agreement, kind of quiet agreements during that time. Then during the tail end of the trying to be more positive with the thank you Bloomington and all the great things about Bloomington in Monroe County, there was a progressive, not loud cheering, but certainly people were getting vocal in a positive way. But before I got carried away, then I threw in that last smart aleck sentence about you got 4 months to do your research now, because I didn't want to forget about the chew-out. I had a lot longer speech available. I had to cut it down real quickly. I started out by mentioning local veterans there. Lepore, you know, with two P-51 Mustang crash landings, prisoner of war. Merritt, Gene Lawless, third-degree burns of his body when his P-25 went down off Lion Island. I knew these people personally, all of them. Wayne McIntosh. Lepore's passed away. All these four. Lawless passed away. His widow's still alive. This is his nurse who helped him get over that after, you know, he was months, of course, year and a half, hospitalized when he was liberated from the Japanese, and she was one of the head nurses. Wayne McIntosh, down around Bloomfield, has passed away, but he had three landings, Sicily, Anzio, and south of France. And in his 80s, he was literally would get up in the morning and there'd be blood on his sheets from little shards of metal working their way out of his body. Earl Eberle, who's locally famous because he had the Eberle Hardware Store, which I believe was on the square, I can't quite recall. And this guy was like a movie in himself. Wounded, this is German theater, European theater, wounded, captured by the Germans, marched toward Germany in the middle of the worst winter on record, as you recall, 1944, escaped, walked not west, but east, because he was afraid, you know, with his not looking too good at that point, he'd afraid to be killed by his American troops if he didn't know the password, which he wouldn't have, of course. So he walked east through the Russian lines, right past them, stopping at farms, whatever he could do to survive, to where he could hitch a ride in a neutral ship. I forget if that was the Black Sea or wherever the heck he was. And he ultimately went through the Mediterranean, looped around the Italian boot, and returned to his squad before the end of the war. He was overdue for Purple Heart and finally got his Purple Heart just this last year, unfortunately about 3 years after he passed away. Great guy. And still living, Phil Zook, Z-O-O-K, Phil, just a marvelous guy in Vietnam. Joe Harden, who's our commander of VFW recently, you know, he's like first vice commander now, VFW, great guy. He was Navy, but he was like not really a SEAL, but still long-range patrols while in the Navy. We have a lot of people still alive who are local and did amazing things. And the old rule of thumb is if they talk about it a whole lot, they're probably lying, because the guys and ladies who did the most usually do not talk about it.
That was John Tilford expanding on his thoughts from his speech yesterday during the 4th of July celebrations in downtown Bloomington. Tilford, himself a veteran, spoke about the importance of both veterans and civilians showing up this fall for midterm elections.